Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parashat Korach, we have 24 psukim. In this Aliyah, B'nai Israel express their feelings of hopelessness and fear of divine punishment for their various lapses, especially about the Mishkan. Hashem reiterates the special role of the Kohanim and the Levi'im, including guarding the Mishkan and other roles. And the Torah also lists several gifts that are given to the Kohanim. We have to ask the following question. In this Aliyah, as we just mentioned, B'nai Israel express their fear that they will not be able to survive Hashem's anger, Hashem's wrath. And Hashem responds by telling them about the various gifts, Matnot Kahuna. How does that address their fears? Perhaps one can suggest that an answer to a different question can answer our question as well. As we just mentioned, one of the mitzvot listed in this aliyah is the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. It's in Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Tetvav, Ach Pado Tifdeh Et Bechor HaAdam. And we have to ask the question, the firstborn, Bechorim, they became Kadosh all the way back in Mitzrayim, and they need to be redeemed. But what did they do to deserve such Kedusha? They didn't do anything at all. They sat back. Hashem was the one who saved them and killed the firstborn of the Mitzrayim. The firstborn Jews didn't do anything unique. They didn't do anything more than anybody else did. All the other Jews took a Korban Pesach. All the other Jews put blood on their doorposts. We don't see anywhere where the firstborn did anything specific to receive their kedusha of being as the firstborn. Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, otherwise known as the Alter of Kelm, who died in 1898, says the following in his Sefer Chochma U'Musar. It begins on page Shin Mem Dalet Mem. It's an excerpt from a letter that the Alter of Kelm wrote to Baron Rothschild. Says the Alter of Kelm, you are absolutely correct. The firstborn in Mitzrayim absolutely didn't do everything. His words, Halo habechorim lo asu shum davar. They didn't do anything. You are very correct. However, says the altar, Al yadam nitkadesh shem shamayim. Since they were the vehicles through which a Kiddush Hashem occurred, they themselves received Kedusha. The way Hashem set up the world, the way Hashem set up the story in Mitzrayim, the Kiddush Hashem could not have come about only by the death of the firstborn, of the Egyptian firstborn. It also had to come about by having the Jewish firstborn not die. And by staying alive, their very existence showed how great and how powerful Hashem is. That in itself, says the Alter of Kelm, is great reason to confer Kedusha on the firstborn, requiring them to receive a pidyon. The Alter of Kelm goes one step further, speaking in this letter to Baron Rothschild and praising him for all that he did for Am Yisrael. He said, if Hashem gives so much sanctity, so much Kedusha to the firstborn who did nothing and were just vehicles for Kiddush Hashem, how much reward is there for a person who through their actions and through their self-sacrifice is Mekadesh Shem Shamayim? As a matter of fact, the altar says, Ani mechuyav al pi hadin lehodot lo ulevarcho al hatova hagdola v'atzuma, etc. He says, I'm thanking you for everything you've done for Klal Yisrael. If the Bechorim received Kedusha for doing nothing, just being a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem, how much more so someone like you, Baron Rothschild, and how much more so all of us, will we get schar and kedusha for being vehicles when we do actions, for being vehicles through which Kiddush Hashem occurs? And perhaps that answers our first question as well. Hashem only wants us to perform a Kiddush Hashem. He wants us to sanctify His name in this world by taking the things He gives us, our money, our talents, our time, our health, etc., and dedicating them all to Hashem. The Matnot Kahuna are just that. We dedicate the meat of certain korbanot. We give truma, bikurim. We give firstborn humans, firstborn animals, firstborn donkeys, etc., etc., all in our aliyah. Everything is dedicated to Hashem. No need to worry, B'nai Israel. Hashem will not destroy us. God willing, we perform a Kiddush Hashem in everything we do and with everything we have. And in Mirtzah Hashem, our job is complete, so to speak. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.